Hello and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura and I am your host. I am a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker, and today is a bonus episode. So excited for these bonus episodes. I think this is number 3 now, and I'm just still so pumped. And today we're going to be talking about book reviews. So if you write reviews, if you don't write reviews, either way, you're going to get something great out of this episode. So let's dive in. Today we're going to talk all about book reviews, and some readers love writing book reviews. Other readers really, really hate it. And so I would love to learn what you prefer, right? Go head on over to Instagram at Read It With Whiskey and tell me if you like to leave reviews. I will be the first one to admit that I never used to leave book reviews, ever. Like, there are hundreds of books that I read before 2019, to be honest, and it actually put a timestamp to it. Before 2019, I never wrote reviews for books. And there are so many authors that I've let down because of this. And I did not realize how important reviews were until I actually became an author myself. And that's why I never wrote reviews, right? I mean, I'll throw a star up there every once in a while if I'm on Amazon or bought a book from Amazon, but I didn't do much more than that. And even just leaving a star is important. It is valuable to the author. But we're going to dive into the concept of leaving reviews and just kind of dig into it a little bit today. So what is the reason behind leaving reviews on books? A lot of people struggle with this because they might not actually read reviews. And I think that is where I really, that's kind of where my motivation stemmed from. It was like, why should I leave reviews? I never read them myself. And again, this was back pre-2019 when I never left reviews. So whenever I was reading a book, whenever I was finding a new book to read, same exact thing, saying that twice, I never looked at the reviews to see if I should read a book. I've always based my reading decisions on just like recommendations from other people, social media influences, and a lot of the times I would just go to the library and browse and find a book that I had never heard of, and that's how I would read it. So I was never the kind of person who would actually pick up a book based on the reviews that I had read online. And that's completely fine. And I think that's actually healthy sometimes to be able to go into the library or go online and purely pick a book based off of what you're interested in that moment. And I just love libraries for that purpose. I love discovering new authors through the library. But what I'm getting at is that I never read reviews. And so I didn't think leaving a review would matter. I'm like, I never read them, so who really cares? Well, the truth is reviews are really, really important to authors, and they actually help an author's book get higher into the algorithms on Amazon or on any book platform. This can be any ebook platform, Barnes and Nobles. I mean, it can be anywhere. Writing reviews helps the book get more visibility, helps authors sell more books, and just skyrockets the potential of what that book can do over its lifetime. A really big factor here is on Amazon, you have to have about 50 reviews in order to really be visible to people that don't know who you are and make it easier for random people to find you. So reviews are really, really important. And there are two aspects to reviewing a book. There is the stars, giving them a star rating from 1 to 5, and then there is actual written reviews. Both are really, really important. And if you're not a person who wants to actually write out an entire little blurb about what the book was about, you don't have to do that. Leaving a star review is perfectly fine. Even if it's a 1 or 2 star review, you actually want to leave those types of reviews. And yeah, the author's going to be upset. However, when books have those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 star reviews, all of the options, readers actually can see that it's a book that is actually being read by a lot of different people. You want to have a wide range of reviews on your book. So leave that 2-star review. You don't have to write why you didn't like it. Just leave it, okay? I really would hate to see a 1 or 2 star review on my own book. However, that means people are reading it. And that's what we're looking for, especially for new authors. You want to be able to see that people are reading your book, even if they don't like it, okay? And for newer authors who are totally against this idea, this is going to make you a better author. If you're seeing 2 or 3 star reviews, it's going to make you better. And I will definitely say this is me. I had a 3-star review from a fellow author on my first book, And it made me reevaluate my writing technique. It made me look at the book as a whole and make it better. So I know from experience that, yeah, it hurts and you want to punch that person in the face. However, it's going to help you in the long run. So it doesn't matter if it's a low star review, put it up there anyway. And you don't have to leave snarky comments. You don't need to do that. As far as the written reviews, you don't have to write a novel in the review section. You can say, hey, great book, or I loved this character, or the setting in this chapter was incredible, or wait till you get to chapter number 8, you know? You can leave little things in there, or you can just leave it blank, up to you. And if you are the star reviewer and you write an entire novel, thank you so much, because that means a lot to the author. They read those reviews. Well, most of the authors read the reviews. If they're like a huge, huge author and they have hundreds and hundreds of reviews, I doubt they actually read everything. But this is a show for self-published and indie authors, and I know they read all of the reviews because I am one of them, okay? So reviews are important. Reviews are great. Definitely go and leave them as often as you can. I'm actually going to be talking about it in an upcoming bonus episode, but Goodreads is a really great place to leave reviews because you don't have to have owned or purchased the book like Amazon. On Amazon, a lot of the times, if you haven't purchased the book through your Amazon account, they won't let you leave a review. So if that's the case, if you're getting a book from the library, go to Goodreads, start a Goodreads account, and I'm not even going to talk more about it right now because it will be an upcoming bonus episode. But if you're not able to leave a review on Amazon, leave the review on Goodreads. I'm just putting it out there for you. All right, now it's time to take action. I would love for you to pick up the last book that you read that you have not left a review for and go leave a review. I want you to do this in this exact moment. Unless you're driving, that's okay. When you get home, do this, okay? Go onto Goodreads, go onto Amazon, review the book, and then send me that content. Let me know that you've actually reviewed the book. I want to know, okay? Head on over to Instagram at Read It With Whiskey. Tell me what book you just read and post your review there in the comments, all right? I'll see you in Instagram. And next week on Read It With Whiskey, you do not want to miss it. We are talking with Kate Sheeran Swed, the author of Alter Ego. This is book one in the League of Independent Operatives. And you guys, this is superhero magic. Well, not literal magic, but like the book is magical, but it's about superheroes. Sometimes I wonder why I have a podcast because I cannot speak. But no, this is a really fun episode. You do not want to miss it. I'll talk to you then. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.